The Trinity is one of the great mysteries of the Catholic faith, but it's one that can be hard to grasp, too. It's the reality that there is one God, and yet three distinct persons. The Father is God, the Son is God, and the Holy Spirit is God. You often see people's eyes glaze over if you try and explain the Trinity to them. As a teacher, I've seen that many times, trying to teach the Trinity to my students. You know, it's one of the hardest topics to try and teach. And yet, God has revealed this to us for a reason. It's for our spiritual benefit. And there's great spiritual benefits that can come, especially if we integrate the Trinity into our prayer life. And so I want to start today by reflecting on the relationship between the Father and the Son. When Jesus prayed, he prayed to his heavenly Father. And he yearned so deeply to be with his heavenly Father that he would even sacrifice physical sleep. That's how much Jesus Christ desired to be in prayer with his Father. And so he would spend hour after hour in prayer, sometimes even praying through the entire night to his Father. And he would be enriched by that life of prayer. That vision and that union with his Father was more refreshing for him than physical sleep. You know, he would spend hours just basking in the life of his heavenly Father. And so there is a deep desire between the Father and the Son to commune with each other. And the gaze between the Father and the Son. If you imagine Jesus Christ looking up to his heavenly Father and his heavenly Father looking down upon his Son, was one of total innocence. You know, perfect intimacy and self-knowledge between the two of them and an incomprehensible love. That relationship is the perfection of fatherhood and of sonship. And so it's a beautiful and a deep relationship to meditate on. And Jesus, on his part, trusted unconditionally in his Father. There was no doubt or no hesitation, even to the point of death. You know, because Jesus knew that his heavenly Father loved him totally and completely. And so in the Garden of Gethsemane, Jesus cried out, "Abba, Father, remove this cup from me, but not what I will, but what you will." And so even in the midst of his suffering, and when he was facing death, he turned to his heavenly Father and put himself completely in the hands of his Father. And in the second reading, St. Paul tells us that it was the Holy Spirit that cries out, "Abba, Father." And so Jesus prayed and cried out in the power of the Spirit. When Jesus taught his disciples to pray, he taught them the Our Father. And it wasn't just a nice prayer to say or good words to say, but something that's unique about the Our Father is it was Jesus' own prayer. It was his prayer to his heavenly Father. And so when we pray the Our Father in Christian prayer, because we're baptized into the Trinity, it is our participation in the prayer life of Jesus Christ and his relationship with the Father. And so when we pray the Our Father, it's not just our words that we're saying, but it's the words of Jesus Christ praying to his heavenly Father. And so the Christian prayer is not about just self-enlightenment. Like, you know, is this prayer enlightening me? Is it helpful for me? Like some New Age spirituality is all about, you know, self-enlightenment. The Christian life of prayer is when the Holy Spirit draws us into Jesus Christ and into his Sacred Heart and allows us to participate in his relationship with his Heavenly Father. And in so doing, we as sons and daughters of our Heavenly Father find our true dignity. We experience a portion of that relationship that Jesus has with his heavenly Father. And we can see the Mass through the same lens. You know, the Mass is not just a nice ceremony or a prayer service. The Mass is the sacrifice of Jesus Christ offering his life to his heavenly Father. And so when we pray in the power of the Holy Spirit at Mass, we unite our offerings, what we bring to offer at Mass, our sacrifices, our penances, our prayers, we unite those with the sacrifice of Jesus Christ, offering it to his Heavenly Father. And so when Jesus looks down, or when the Heavenly Father looks down upon the Mass, what he sees is not just our praying. He sees the sacrifice of Jesus Christ on Calvary. That's the lens through which he sees our offerings, too, that we unite to the Mass. You know, no one who understands what the Mass truly is would ever leave the Catholic faith, because there's no deeper intimacy with our Heavenly Father that can come in this world than what we experience right here. And so, you know, if people would even partake with a small taste of that relationship of the Trinity, if they even had a small taste of the love of the relationship between the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, it would transform them instantly. It would bring about deep healing, and it would reorient their lives to our true goal, which is the vision of our Heavenly Father. But unfortunately, very few people seek this intimacy. You know, people have 100 other priorities, 100 other things that they can go after in life. You know, whether it's sports or whether it's money or whether it's a job position, you know, there's 100 different things that can distract us. And people often lose sight of what our true destiny is. But on this Trinity Sunday, you know, it's a powerful reminder to us of what we are created for. Ultimately, eternal life is participating in the life of the Trinity. And so I encourage each one of us to seek after that relationship, to spend some time meditating upon that relationship and desiring that relationship of love between Jesus Christ and his Heavenly Father, to enter into that. And so I encourage us to invoke the power of the Holy Spirit, because it's the Holy Spirit that cries out, Abba, Father, within us. It's the Holy Spirit that draws us into that relationship and enables us to enter more deeply into the Trinity, so that we can look upon our Heavenly Father and yearn for him the way that Jesus Christ did.